Please be seated. Mortal, can these bones live? God asks the prophet in today's lesson from Ezekiel. Mortal, can these bones live? The prophet answers, O Lord God, you know. The prophet answers, Lord God, I have no idea, but you already know. So tell me. God commands the prophet to prophesy to that valley of dry and dusty bones. And so the prophet speaks the word of God over that place of grief and despair. And as the word of God is spoken, the bones begin to shake. They rattle together, and bone is built upon bone, sinew upon sinew, flesh upon flesh, skin upon skin, until that valley of dry bones is a valley filled with bodies. But there's no life in those bodies, and so God commands the prophet to prophesy again. And so the prophet speaks the word of God, speaks the breath and spirit of God into those bodies. And so just as the breath and spirit of God moves over the waters of creation, the breath of God moves over that valley and new life emerges. The whole house of Israel, the house that had lost all hope, that had been cut off, has been restored. They've been set free from the death of exile. Out of the grief and anguish and death of that valley of dry and dusty bones, the amazing power of God is seen. O mortal, can these bones live? Yes, they can. This grief and amazement is not just something that we see in biblical times, but is alive and well in our day today. As some of you know, a few weeks ago, I had the privilege of going on a pilgrimage to Canterbury, England, with my senior seminary class. And while we were there, we made a mini pilgrimage, a day trip to Coventry, particularly to Coventry Cathedral. This cathedral is a really special place. On a day in November 1940, the city of Coventry was bombed, and the magnificent medieval cathedral was destroyed. Only the exterior walls were left standing. The day after the bombing, the provost of the cathedral was walking amidst the rubble, and he ordered the words, "Father, forgive," be written on the east wall. Now those with him asked him, shouldn't it be Father forgive them? But he said, no. Father forgive because we all stand in the need of God's forgiveness. We have all fallen short. We all need that restorative, healing grace and love of God. So Father forgive. Those words remain at Coventry Cathedral today. They've been inscribed into the stone, carved out, painted over with gold, so that when you enter those ruins, you can't miss those words. For when those words were spoken amidst that rubble, the Spirit of God moved in that place. And out of the grief and destruction and death of war, new life emerged. 12 years later, the modern cathedral at Coventry was built. And today, in the midst of that university setting, stands grief and the amazing power of God's love. Grief and amazement stand together, side by side, connected with one another, working in and through each other. That reconciling love of God that has filled that place of Coventry Cathedral has spread not just to Coventry, but around the world. O mortal, can these ruins live? Yes, Lord, they can. This grief and amazement is amplified in today's gospel. We hear from the 11th chapter of John the story of the raising of Lazarus. It's a long story, and there's a lot in there. But I want to focus on grief and amazement. Lazarus, the brother of Mary and Martha of Bethany, the friend of Jesus, is ill, and he dies. And so when Jesus finally arrives in Bethany, he is met with grief. He sees the pain and the grief of Mary and Martha. He sees the grief of the community, and his spirit is disturbed. And Jesus began to weep. Or, as might be a more familiar translation, Jesus wept. But the more accurate translation of that verse is Jesus burst into tears. Jesus was overwhelmed by the urgency and spontaneity of the grief that he didn't just start to cry, he burst into tears. Jesus burst into tears over the death of his friend. God burst into tears over the death of humanity. But from that grief, God's power shined forth. In an image that foreshadows Jesus' own death and resurrection, Jesus goes to the tomb of Lazarus, orders the stone be rolled away, and speaks into the darkness. The word of God speaks into the depths of that tomb, "Lazarus, come out." And the dead man comes back to life. He walks out of the darkness of that tomb, still bound up in his burial clothes. And so Jesus says to those around him, "Unbind him and let him go. Unbind him that he may experience new hope, new possibilities, new life." That's the core of our life of faith. That death is not the end, that death does not have the final word, that death itself dies, that it might be a means of life. It's hard to hang on to that sometimes, to keep that resurrected hope within our grasps. As we walk with the own sense of death and grief in our lives, as we walk with loved ones at the end of their earthly life, as we grieve in those days and months and years after the death of loved ones, I don't know about you, maybe this is just where I am in my own life, but it's really hard when death is so palpable, it's hard to breathe, to hold on to that resurrection hope. But for me, and maybe for you, that's when I need these stories the most. That's when I need to hear the story of the raising of Lazarus. That's when I need to be reminded of the death and resurrection of Jesus so that I can hang on to that resurrected hope. To know that in the midst of grief, despair, of death, God's amazing power and love still shines forth. We've come to the end of our Lenten journey, where next week we'll enter into that most sacred and holy of weeks. We'll walk our way to those three most sacred days, the Triduum Sacrum, and we'll walk that journey with Jesus. We'll have the ability to stare in the face of grief and death and despair with Jesus. And I wonder what it would be like for us to walk deeper into that place, to stare into the darkness, to look death square on. I wonder what it would be like for us to speak the word of God, to speak this resurrected hope into the tomb, so that the amazing love of God, the transformative love of God, the resurrection hope might shine forth. O mortal, can this body live? Yes, Lord, it can.
Amen.